The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are here in Colorado Springs at the Garden of the Gods, and I am here with Lauren Lee. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Ben, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So you're with Payzer.
Yeah.
The first question I love to ask everybody that comes out here on the show, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry and find Payzer?
That's a great question. So honestly, you know, like a lot of folks in our industry, I kind of just found it by chance. I started researching industries that, you know, I felt like I could make a difference and make an impact. Mm-hmm. And what I've really known is, or come to find, is that, you know, HVAC takes a lot of heart and hustle. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've really grown passionate about throughout the last few years. But what I really love about it is being able to feel like I'm, you know, giving back to those owners. And it's really rewarding, honestly. And I'm super proud to be in this industry and where it's heading.
So we're going out to all of these great destinations. We're talking about how the Daikin inverter heat pump experience really is for all climates, all environments. And that's why we're in all of these great, wonderful environments that we're in. But you guys have specific solutions that help contractors be able to bring those solutions to homeowners. So tell me a little bit, what is Payzer? If you had to sum it up in just like a quick little description, what is Payzer?
That's a great question. So Payzer is really just an all-in-one field service management tool to run your HVAC business. And what it's going to do is, when I say all-in-one, I mean it really is, right? It brings everything there. It's not just about schedule dispatch. It's about invoicing and proposals, proposal comparisons, being able to tie in your payments and financing, and really just have an all-in-one, one-stop shop to run your business more efficiently. I would say that would be what Payzer is as a whole.
Okay. And let's talk about some of those different components that you have within there. So obviously you've got a CRM, you've got the customer base, you've got you're able to schedule and dispatch, and there's some great integrations contractors can even use on their website with that, right?
Absolutely.
And then after that, you've got you know, when they're in the home, you can talk about service and you can talk about replacement, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that is really awesome about Payzer, and one of the biggest, you know, struggles that a lot of contractors face, is their price book. And being able to just have that right there with the click of a button, essentially being able to price out jobs better, not having to call their TSM or the branch every single time they need a price on something. So I'll kind of tie that into the supplier catalog with Daikin. You know, what I've really noticed is that contractors were making a lot of phone calls back and forth, just, you know, needing pricing. And what this is going to do is not only give them the ability to see the live pricing, but also the availability. And so what they'll be able to do is, when they're out there in the field, they'll sell something with confidence, knowing, hey, this is actually in stock, ready for me to turn around and place a PO right after this. So that's something that's, I think, is really beneficial. And then we can kind of talk more about, you know, how that's going to tie into our new PriceBook digital integration as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the integration that you're working on, because probably the biggest frustration I hear from contractors is, I get all my pricing put in, and then all of a sudden there's a price change, and now I have to go manually put all of that information back into the system. So how are you guys making that easier?
Yeah, so we, you know, like I said, we realize when riding around with contractors, and that's how Payzer really was founded, is us riding around with contractors and figuring out what do they really need to be more efficient. And with the new PriceBook digital integration, what it's solving, it's kind of like a plug-and-play PriceBook with pre-built proposal templates that are ready-made with matchups that are created by the TSM. So they're specific to their region and what they should be selling. And, of course, they can make edits as they need to. But anytime there's a price increase, it's going to live feed into Payzerware, which is something that we really didn't have before.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what we were doing before is passing along Excel files. And anytime there was a price increase, we'd have to go in and, you know, manually adjust it. And so this is really going to avoid a lot of that so they can sell more with confidence.
So tell me a little bit about the price pages. How do they build up and visualize for the homeowner so they can see options, choices? How does all of that work?
So I guess you're asking, like, on the proposal templates, what those are going to look like with the...
Yeah, it gives the customer some options, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they can see, okay, here's what, like, a base efficiency model looks like.
Yeah.
Here's what, you know, maybe one of our 16 SEER inverter solution, mm-hmm. our 17 SEER, our 19 SEER, so they can compare and contrast the different ones that are there.
Yeah, so they're going to be pre-built up to around four options is what we've been working on. So essentially you might... Some people like to go best, better, good, mm-hmm. but some like the good, better, best kind of scenario.
Yep.
So it's really you can, once they're in the system, they are going to be able to make edits to them, add in their IAQ, add in recommended mm-hmm. items of any sort, and then they'll be able to present those. So what we've kind of been working on with Daikin specifically is kind of starting with the fit option and just kind of working our way back to the good option.
And so, so now you've got the options there, and then you guys also have a really exciting integration you're working on with GoodLeap, right?
Yes, so that is something we are extremely excited about. With GoodLeap, that is our first Daikin-specific financing partner that we've mm-hmm. had put into Payzerware, and we are absolutely thrilled. It's going to make it super easy because what we've found is that a lot of times if contractors are having to go into multiple different apps to, you know, essentially offer financing mm-hmm. or create their proposals or, you know, any type of single point solution, that can be really difficult. And typically you're not going to get adoption with that. So one of the things that we love about having GoodLeap now is that it's going to allow the contractor to bring in their current account. They'll be able to get the same rates, rebates and buybacks or buy downs, if you will. So that is going to be a huge game changer. Because what we were doing previously is having to kind of send them to a third-party link to use GoodLeap because a lot of Daikin contractors use GoodLeap.
Yeah, and that's super exciting.
Yeah.
You guys also have some exciting news. Last year there was an acquisition that took place. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we were acquired by WEX, which, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with WEX, it is a... amazing company out of Portland, Maine mm-hmm. that really was working already with contractors. And what they typically were primarily focusing on in that space was fuel cards for contractors. And so what we've realized is that there was a lot of, you know, mutual benefit in that. And what that's been able to provide to Payzer is a lot more resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been great ever since.
So going back to the CRM and the dispatching, let's talk a little bit, you know, when contractors have a customer base, what are some of the tools they can utilize within that CRM to maybe go and mine potential opportunities that they may have?
Yeah, so we could talk a little bit about our marketing tools.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they'll be able to do is set up marketing campaigns within mm-hmm. Payzerware. But they can also set up target lists. So maybe they want to target specific zip codes. And so that's going to tie into trying to get more maintenance customers,
right?
That's huge. And so we definitely want to give them the ability to be able to sell those maintenance plans, but also to be able to just offer them on every single job. So that is something that I think kind of ties in nicely as well.
And I think a lot of contractors know that they should be doing maintenance agreements.
Yeah.
But it's always been, how do I manage it?
Yeah.
You know, because as they start to sell it, you know, where am I putting the money? When do I realize the revenue that came in for that particular job? But then how do I make sure I manage the scheduling of all of these promises that I've made now to these people that are prepaying? Or how do I even put them into a monthly payment option? And contractors get creative. They find all kinds of different ways. But can it be a one-stop solution within Payzer?
Absolutely. So that's one of my favorite things about Payzerware.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say this a lot, but I mean it. It is a one-stop shop to run your business more efficiently. But with the maintenance plans, it gives them the ability to sell them on every single job and just to be able to present the options and not feel super salesy because, we know, technicians, they don't want to be out there selling, right? They just want to be out there presenting the options and hopefully selling more maintenance plans.
Right.
So with that, they'll be able to attach it to every single proposal, every single invoice and give the ability to either offer a monthly payment or they can take it as a pay in full. It's totally up to the business how they want to do that. And on top of that, there's a lot of reporting on the back end to show them what types of maintenance plans they have in their system. They can create multiple. So they might have, you know, essentially one for commercial, one for residential, mm-hmm. or they might have multiple ones for residential and vice versa. But on top of that, there's also reporting to be able to schedule those maintenance plans. So what we were hearing is that a lot of contractors, and I still hear it every day when I'm talking to contractors, they tell me, I ask them, how are you scheduling your maintenance plans? And they say, well, to be honest with you, not very well. what I'm typically doing is I'm having somebody in the office call down a list to schedule. And it takes, I ask them, how long does it take? Well, it could take days. I mean, because people don't answer, then you have to circle back. And so it's not efficient. And so what the maintenance plan scheduling report in Payzerware is going to do is give them the ability to, with the click of a button, send out a notification to, they can text or email the homeowner and say, hey, it's time to schedule your maintenance. Give us a call. And I'm like, hey, how much time would that save you? And typically they're like, a ton. So that is something I think would definitely make them more efficient. It does.
And then once you start doing those maintenance agreements, now you have those opportunities for the call turnovers where the maintenance technician says, hey, you know, your system is getting 15, 20 years old. Might be time for you to start looking at a new system. Mm-hmm. And you have an opportunity to get a comfort advisor out there and give them options as far as what's available.
Yeah.
You know, this is all super exciting. Is there anything else that you would like to share? Or if somebody did want to, you know, get started with Payzer, how does somebody go ahead and do that?
Yeah, so, you know, we work with the TSMs very closely mm-hmm. on my team.
Yeah.
And so the best way to go about it is to talk to your TSM, let them know, hey, you know, this is something that I'm interested in doing, and the TSM will make an introduction to either myself or one of my teammates.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, it's great being here.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you so much
you
for having
out.
Me.
Yeah. And for all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, go ahead, hit that like button. Also, make sure that if you're on our podcast, that you're subscribing to that podcast. If you're listening to us on YouTube, make sure that you're following us so you can be informed about all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,